Kevin Marring, a Cincinnati novelist, joins me in the studio to talk about suspense. He recently debuted his first novel, titled Sacrifice, and is already on a roll with his second novel, which is titled Graham Park. And it's the first in his Twisted Timbers series. So, Kevin, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your books certainly keep us on the edge of our seats, and they have very different storylines. So Sacrifice begins with Sean's best friend, Billy, who I think we can say was from childhood mischievous.
Correct,
at the least, and often involving Sean in the mischief. So Billy is taking Sean out for his bachelor party with some friends. They visit several bars. They end up at a strip club. And if you would, read us what Sean wakes up to the morning after.
Where am I? What is that annoying sound? And why does my entire body ache? As I roll over onto my back, my eyes struggle to open. I sure hope I had a good time last night, because now I'm paying for it. The last thing I remember is going out with Billy and the guys and a last-minute bachelor party they put together. Now I'm waking up with a dry mouth and a pounding headache. I open my eyes fully and I squint in an attempt to allow my eyes to adjust, but my lids refuse to open fully. I bring my hands up to rub the fog from my eyes when I realize my hands are bound together.
Thank you. So here he is. He's very hungover and his hands are handcuffed, actually.
Correct.
And what's in the room with him as he begins to become aware of his surroundings?
Well, let's just describe it as the biggest, angriest dog you'd ever want to see. The dog is chained in the corner. In an opposite corner, there is a old-school CRT computer monitor. Other than that, there's two doors that have no handles, no way to open. He sees a large knife that is attached to the chain, which is holding the dog in place. Other than that, there's not many clues for him to figure out what to do at first.
So actually, this becomes one of the first huge sacrifices he's going to be called upon to make. And there's some obvious unseen person who we do find out about. You want to describe who Edgar is a little bit for us?
Edgar is your stereotypical eccentric millionaire. Too much money and no life of his own. He grows old without ever having a family. You find out later in the book about his childhood and where he grew up from. But he longs to have a child of his own. He wants to have a family, and he sets this whole plan into action to help achieve his final goal.
So Graham Park is another thriller set in a very different setting. This is a small town, Twisted Timbers in the Northwest, and the town used to have a sawmill, but it's now best known for its amusement park, which is Graham Park. And there's a legend about the park. So would you read us about that, please?
As the story goes, one of the men who died in the mill fire visits the park on a regular basis. He waits there in the hopes that he will get to spend another day riding the rides with his young son, who at the time of his death was just an infant. Details of the haunting of Graham Park vary depending on who is telling the story, but usually involve the Ferris wheel spinning around, with its bright lights shining, long after the park is closed for the season. Several people have filed reports in the past claiming to see the bright lights shining while they travel down the main highway.
Thank you. So one night, Deputy Sheriff Mitch Thompson is on his rounds, driving around. It's winter, so the park is closed. And what does he see? What does he discover?
Well, as he's hanging the signs, he notices the Ferris wheels brightly lit and spinning around, just as the legend had been told in the past. He never really believed in it, but now that he's seeing it with his own eyes, he knows something strange is about to happen. It's going to be a long night.
So what's his next move then?
He calls his father, who is the town sheriff, who's a little down on his health. And his father advises him to call him back up, call the other two deputies in from the station, and they need to go inside the park and investigate. It doesn't take long before they realize they're in over their heads.
Well, and speaking about heads, what's the first thing they discover that tips them off to something?
Yeah, the first thing that Mitch Thompson finds is the man on the roller coaster who has been beheaded. It sounds gory, but I promise you that it's not so much gory in the book. They find that there are six trained killers from around the world who have gathered in Graham Park playing a game of kill or be killed. And if you're able to gain a body part of one of the other killers, you would get a large cash bonus on top of killing that person. So the severed head of the man in the roller coaster just adds to that intrigue.
So this is literally your high-stakes game.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of...
life or death.
Yes, a lot of money at stake here, as well as lives. So I am interested to know how you got started writing suspense novels, because you have been, maybe still are, an over-the-road trucker. So tell us where this writing bug bit you and how.
My wife will tell you, I've always been known as a storyteller. When we're gathered with our friends, I'm the one who tells the story about the last time we were together. So I was an over-the-road truck driver for 4 years. Now I drive locally, so I'm home every day. But when I did that, the government regulates how many hours a day you can work. So I would be in a little small town in Nebraska somewhere and have 16 hours, 15 hours a day to do nothing. So I pulled out a notebook and a pen, and I started writing. I sent pictures to my wife of my handwritten stuff, and she enjoyed it. She made me pursue it further. She was pushing me all the way. So I bought a little tablet and started typing while I'm on the road. And that turned into Sacrifice, which we self-published. We did all the editing, all the formatting, all the cover art. We don't do a lot of marketing. Most people that have read it are friends and family, but it's blown into a much larger thing than I ever hoped it would be. So now we went on to book number two, Grand Park. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So,
well, I do understand, though, now that you drive locally and you have four children, that your writing practice has changed somewhat.
Right. Well, now I don't have the access to my tablet anymore. My six-year-old daughter, as soon as I come home, she gets in my backpack and gets my tablet out.
Tell me this, the second novel, Grand Park, is dedicated to your daughter, who has some different writing tastes than yours and would prefer princesses and unicorns and fairies. So what's next for you?
I wish I could write in that genre. That's just not what appeals to me. There is another Twisted Timbers thriller in the works. I'm probably a quarter of the way through it. We're hoping to have it completed late February, would be an early timeline. We're also hoping to get into Joseph Beth Booksellers in the near future. That would be huge for an indie author from Cincinnati. As far as my daughter, I'm sorry, she doesn't like my books. There's a funny story. I was sitting there writing and she asked me to read a paragraph to her, and I read it to her, and it was just a random scene. She said, "Daddy, your books are boring. There's no fairies, no princesses, no unicorns." And I said, "Sorry, honey.
We'll let the adults review your books for now."
Right.
Well, it's a delight to talk with you, and certainly wish you all the best with your writing career, whether you're on the road again or not. Right. And look to talk with you further with the second book in the Grand Park series, Twisted Timber series. Thanks for being with us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
I've been talking with Kevin Moehring about his two books, Sacrifice and Grand Park, a Twisted Timbers thriller. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
I don't get many things right the first time. In fact, I am told that a lot. Now I know all the wrong turns, the stumbles and falls brought me here. I am the luckiest.